حياتي يا فؤادي، يا عشيقي يا ودادي، يا قصيدي.
Previously on Heartbreak.
محمود محمود محمود، wake up.
What is it, Faiza? The sun isn't even up yet.
Exactly, Mahmoud. Can you hear that? Those children are at it again. Those children are driving me nuts. They fight with my Yusha for everything. When does Rumeysa's idzit going to end?
Chan, please let's not get into this again. Go back to sleep. I'll go and see what's happening that side.
Whatever it is, put a stop to it, Mahmoud.
This isn't fair at all. Give me the remote now. Give it to me.
This is not your house.
You can't have your way all the time. You're just visiting.
Rumeysa, you are aware that after this meeting, you will have to begin observing your iddat period, which is 100 days or 3 menstrual cycles.
Chee, Malana.
Yes, sir. It remains your duty to maintain Rumeysa during her iddat period.
Jazakallah for acknowledging my efforts as a mother, and likewise, I cannot fault Yasser on his role as a father.
The children are bursting with excitement, as they often do when a weekend with their father approaches. The atmosphere in the house seems more jovial as ever.
Ummi, Ummi! Is Abba here yet?
Does it look like he's here, huh?
Abdullah, don't you wish every weekend was Abba's time?
Yes, of course. It would be totally awesome. We have so much fun with Abba, not like you.
Abdullah, is all your homework done? You know when you get back from there, you won't want to do anything, my bachu.
Oh, Ummi. Remember the last time when we got back and he asked where the medical aid covers for Sunday night fever? And neither of us knew what he was talking about.
Sunday night fever is a real thing, and doctors should be able to write letters to school excusing children from attending on a Monday morning.
Mondays are such a bore. It feels like 9 days in one.
Ummi, phone Abba and see where he is.
It's only 8:30. He will be here at 9 like the arrangement was.
Ya hayati ya fuadi, ya ashiqi ya widadi, ya qasidi ya muradi, ya nashid al-ughniyat.
As per the agreement at the Jamia's office, Yasser gets the children every alternate weekend and on special occasions.
Assalamu alaikum, Yasser. How's things going?
I've seen better days. This life is suave. I miss my ladies. Just have to carry on. What choice do I have?
I'll be nuts if I had to lose my kids. You and Rumeysa should give it another try.
Nah, she is too headstrong. We tried, but Allah knows best.
Abba!
Hey, Wolverine. How have you been? What's up with your hairstyle, dude?
It's mwah, isn't it, Abba? Ummi shouted me about it when I came back from the barbershop. She was complaining that we are Muslims and that we're supposed to cut it one length.
Your mother is right, you know.
So, Abba, where are we going today? Are we going to have loads of fun?
Guess what's next month? Okay, don't guess. Let me just tell you.
Hayati ya fuadi, ya ashiqi ya widadi.
As Yasser drove off with the children for the weekend, Rumeysa stood and watched them from the kitchen window until she could no longer see the car. Her thoughts were sullen and felt morose. The laughter of the children in the neighboring room jolted her from her pensive state, more irritated than she had been just moments ago, and she failed to realize that Mahmoud had entered the kitchen.
This is going to be one long weekend. Hopefully I'll get some quiet time.
Appa, you know that I'm here if you need to talk, right?
Gee, Mems, you know, it's just not easy. This is not what I pictured my life to be like in my 30s. Life is supposed to get easier, but it just keeps getting more challenging. I just don't know.
We plan, but the Almighty is the best of planners. If life went according to the plans we made, how would our character and resolve be strengthened?
It's easy to say that when you got everything that you want. Everyone keeps telling me that Allah tests those whom He loves and that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But sometimes, just sometimes, I wish that this path which we're on was a little less rocky.
It will get easier.
It must get easier.
Mahmoud takes his wife and family out, leaving Rumaysa all alone with her destructive thoughts. She wonders whether this life is really better than the life she had with Yasser.
Was the decision to divorce premature? The maintenance which Yasser provides barely covers the expenses for the kids. And now I'm a child at home again, having to seek permission for everything that I want or need. So what if we didn't have annual holidays or that we rented a two-bedroom house? I had a companion, someone who I would share my sorrows and burdens with. Yasser always helped with the children. What have I done? Now I'm the boring disciplinarian and he gets off scot-free being the cool parent with no parental responsibility.
While Rumaysa spends the weekend agonizing over whether the divorce was the best decision for the family, Yasser and the children attend a family function. The children freely associate with the rest of the family's children, but Yasser feels out of sorts, seeing as it is the first function post-divorce. He finds himself having to constantly answer questions about Rumaysa's absence, and he is irked at the pity that is shown towards him by the family when they acknowledge that he is, in fact, divorced.
Finally, some silence away from the pity party in honor of Yasser and children. Gosh, how inconsiderate can people really be? Why does everyone need to know what happened? It isn't as though they can do anything to change the situation. I can't even change the situation. These what-if conversations that I have with myself has to stop. There was nothing that I could do to save my marriage. I could not work harder. I could not love better. But what if I just fought a little harder for my family? Maybe, just maybe, things could have been different.
As the weekend draws to a close, the excitement which the children had when Yasser picked them up is dissipating, such that by the time he returns to Rumaysa, they are in tears. Rumaysa, having spent the weekend alone with her thoughts, comes out guns blazing at Yasser as he is about to leave.
I love you, Abba, and I can't wait to see you again.
Abba, Abba, don't go yet. Please, Abba, just 5 more minutes. Please, Abba, I'm begging you, please.
Afreen is getting married in 2 weeks, so the children won't be able to see you that weekend. Sorry, hey?
Rumaysa, Afreen is not even closely related. The kids don't have to go to the wedding. It's my weekend, and it's a special occasion, and the kids will spend it with me. I'm not discussing this. It's not up for negotiation.
It's all about you. It's always all about you. You don't care 2 hoots about anybody but yourself. You're the most selfish man I know.
Why don't you go and marry whosoever it was that kept you entertained all those hours on your phone? And see how long he lasts with you. You were naive when I married you, and you are naive even now. Has life taught you nothing?
Abba, please. Go home now. Please, Abba. I think it's time we need to. Please, Abba, go.
Stop fighting. Every time we get back from Abba, you two fight. We have such a good weekend, but it must be spoiled with a fight. Every single time.
I thought the divorce was supposed to make you two happy, but all I see is two miserable people.
Yeah, it's easy for you all to talk. Nobody knows what I'm going through. You think I like this life? I must sit and do all the homework with the children. I must shout when they do something wrong. I must get the calls from school about Abdullah fighting or Huda backchatting. It's all on my shoulders. And you get away with being the cool parent, the fun one, the one who they can't wait for and don't want to let go of. You, the superhero wearing the damn invisible cape, whilst I'm the villain in the story.
Rumaisa, this is what you wanted. You fought for your freedom, and now that you have it, you are still finding a way to blame your unhappiness on me. Typical Rumaisa. Why was I even expecting anything different?
Well, Yasser, try this one on for size. Things are about to change in typical Rumaisa style. You're not welcome here anymore. You're not going to see the children. They're my children, my responsibility. And if I'm doing everything for them, they don't need you. We don't need you. Go home and entertain yourself while I pick up the pieces of the children you leave behind every other weekend.
No, Ummi, you can't do this. First you made us leave our house, and now you're making Abba leave as well? It is not all about you.
Abba, please take me with you, Abba. Abba, please, I'm begging you, just take me with you.
Huda, Abdullah, say salam to your father. He's leaving now.
Children, don't worry. Your father will be back. Rumaisa, this is not over. Not by a long shot.
Oh, Yasser, you threaten all you want. You did nothing in our marriage, and even if you bring your A game here, it won't be enough. You a loser, always have been and always will be.
Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, a very interesting episode. Rumaisa taking a very drastic step, banning Yasser from seeing his children. What are your thoughts on this?
Yes, Mala Yusuf, another sad episode comes to an end, and sadly, Rumaisa takes the stance of banning Yasser from seeing his children. And what the couple need to understand here, and all those people who are listening and who are in a similar situation, that after your divorce, yes, the relationship of a husband and wife ends, but you will still be in each other's face for the rest of your lives because of the kids involved.
It's
picking up, dropping off, what time can I come, what's our holiday arrangements, the holidays are coming, how many days can I get? So you are still going to be in touch with your ex.
Yeah.
And keeping the Shari parameters in mind, you have to still keep the, in touch with your ex. Mm. And the couple now have to understand that they have to work as a team. If they're going to be spiteful, they're not going to better the relationship between them and the kids. Then the kids are going to suffer the most.
True.
They are going to suffer the most, as you will see in the next episode that will be coming, how aggressive the children get because of them not getting the time to spend with both parents.
Gee, Marv, well said. I think this is a common misunderstanding in society, especially when there's children involved in a divorce. Then, you know, the both parties, they have this understanding that, okay, it's a battle and there is going to be a victor and there's going to be a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I need to make sure that I'm the victor. I need to be the part of the victorious party. What they don't realize is they're working together.
Mm.
You know, they're working together. Like you said, they might not be married, but they still have a joint responsibility to bring up their children. What they don't realize is by putting one side down, you're actually putting yourself down.
Mm.
Because you're kind of together. Yeah.
And even if, let's say, both parties go ahead and they get married, the husband gets married, the wife gets married, the responsibilities of the children still does not fall away.
Gee.
Because they are the actual parents at the end of the day. So what we need to highlight here today is that both the husband and the wife, they need to maintain a cordial relationship.
For the sake of the children.
Yeah, there has to be respect. There has to be respect for the arrangements. There has to be respect for each other's agreements. And they can't bar each other from the children's life. Because the children are going to suffer the most.
Yeah,
they have to understand
that. Mind. That is true. Another question many would ask, Maulana, is Rumaisa. You know, she basically just went out against Yasser and banned him, as we see now towards the end, banned him from seeing his children. When you look at Yasser's actions, there's nothing, there's no major fault from his side. What could be the reason for Rumaysa's decision here?
That's a very pertinent question you've asked, Mani Yusuf. But like we said in the previous episodes also, that we are only going to take one point at a time and elaborate on it and speak on that. The reason why she is being spiteful is because she has not found closure.
True.
And that's what we're going to discuss in the next episode, is to find closure after a divorce. Why it's important.
Jazakallah for that. Yes, so the next episode, join us once again. We'll be discussing closure and a few other important points. All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast prohibited.